Morning. Welcome to everyone. If you're a visitor today, a special welcome to you. Please sign our guest books at the end and pass them down so we know that you've been here today. I'd like to welcome Pastor Bob Feckenshire. Wrong? I haven't said it right all day. Feckenshire. Better? Okay. Welcome to you, and he's going to help us with services today. A couple of quick announcements. The announcements are on your folder. Please read them. But just for a couple of them, we do have that service, after-service meeting on the 16th to consider the deaconess process. So please keep that on your calendar. Our office hours now are from 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock on between Tuesdays and Thursdays, so they're a little bit longer in the afternoons now than they were in the past. And August 9th is an important day because our guest speaker will be Dr. James Buescher of the Concordia Theological Seminary, and he is the director of Deaconess Foundation, so we can ask questions. It's a good opportunity to explore our options with deaconesses, so please keep that on your calendar. And the seminary extension class will be here August 10th to the 14th. We really do need people to help with some snacks and some cleanup and stuff. So signups are out there. I know signups don't work very good because people don't sign up. But please think about it. If you can help out, look at a time that you can help, and please sign that for us. And with that, I think I'll let you read the rest of them, and we'll begin our services with hymn 708. Thank you.
begin our service on page 203 in the front of your hymnal. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But you, with who there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Since we are gathered to hear God's word, we call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. With upright heart he shepherded them and guided them with his skillful hand. He commanded with upright heart he shepherded them and guide them with his skillful hand. Lord, have mercy. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Merciful Father, you gave your Son Jesus as the heavenly bread of life. Grant us faith to feast on him in your word and sacraments, that we may be nourished unto life everlasting. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the 10th Sunday after Pentecost is from Exodus chapter 16. The whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the people of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am about to rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily." So Moses and Aaron said to all the people of Israel, "At the evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against the Lord. For what are we that you grumble against us?" And Moses said, "When the Lord gives you in the evening meat to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, because the Lord has heard your grumbling, that you grumble against him, what are we? Your grumbling is not against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, 'Come near before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling.'" And as soon as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the people of Israel. Say to them, 'At twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God.' In the evening quail came up and covered the camp, and in the morning dew lay around the camp. And when the dew had gone up, there was on the face of the wilderness a fine flake-like thing, fine as frost on the ground. When the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, 'What is it?' For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, 'It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat.'" This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 4. "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he had led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves, and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it can build itself up in love. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. This together with the Old Testament lesson is the text for our sermon today. It also has the background of the gospel lesson from 2 weeks ago in John chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. On the next day, the crowd that remained on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Other boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him who he has sent." So they said to him, "Then what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. On page 206 in the front of our hymnals, we join in professing our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, please be seated. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. As we have mentioned, the text for our sermon this morning is taken from that gospel lesson, which is really Jesus' interpretation and commentary on the gospel lesson from a couple of weeks ago, which was the lesson of the feeding of the 5,000. And Jesus was talking to them about what this meant. They were after him. And then together with that comes the Old Testament lesson, which is another feeding, isn't it, of the children of Israel as they went on their journey to the Promised Land. I don't know how I'm going to survive. I'm not sure how I'll make it. Can you help me? Have you ever thought that or even said that at some time or another. That plaintive cry that goes up from all of us, and we cry for physical or emotional survival. Jesus approaches that in our text today, doesn't he? As he interprets the feeding of the 5,000. Think about that for a minute. Here they were. Disciples said, what are we going to do with all these people? They're out here in the desert and it's dinner time. Or lunchtime, whatever it was. They don't have anything to eat. Jesus feeds them. Or think back to the children of Israel. Here they are, freed from Egypt, but they're on a journey. And they really don't know where. They're just trusting what Moses has told them about the promises of God, that he will lead them. When somebody promises something to you, do you always believe them? You say, like Missouri people do, show me. That's the theme of the state of Missouri, isn't it? Right. Show me. Prove it. And then God does by giving them manna. And Jesus comes and gives them food. That miraculous feeding of the 5,000. If you've eaten three meals a day for the past 5 years, that totals a feeding in the 5,000 and some left over. Do the math after you leave here. God provides for us every day. How did Luther interpret bread when in the petition of the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread? And what did Luther say? Bread is everything that applies to the support and wants of the body. Everything. Physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. God fills it. We say it also in the first article of the Apostles' Creed. Luther said it in his meaning in the first article. Remember those words? I don't know if you memorized them. I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes and ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. That he does this only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. And so Jesus, in his interpretation today about the bread of life, he says, look at the bigger picture. Don't just look at how your stomachs were filled, but look at the real bread of life, the real fullness of life. And sometimes we don't do that, don't we? We don't either believe the promise or we get so wrapped up in our own anxieties. What was the hymn we just sang? Bid my anxious fears subside. All of them. What did Israel do with that gift of manna in the wilderness? God said, I'm going to give it to you every day. Daily. And so it did. So he did. But what did they do? I don't know if we're going to have enough for tomorrow. Remember that story in Exodus? And what happened? It turned moldy. God said, trust my promises on the real gift that I give you. Don't rely on your own selves. I will provide. Soil and seed, sun and rain, muscle and brain. You see, the age of miracles and God providing bread for us for all of our wants has not ended. And where is that to lead us? To lead us, as John says, to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. To remember it's His gift. That you and I can do nothing with that gift. In fact, our lesson said that today, didn't it? God gives. It's God's gift. The bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. It's His gift. And so Jesus says, whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Remember, He said that before about something else. Remember that story of the woman at the well? He didn't talk about living bread, but He talked about living water. I am the living water. Drink of me and you will never be thirsty again. And the woman goes and tells her friends, come and see someone who is going to give water that we will never be thirsty again. And so you and I are given those promises, aren't we? In all kinds of ways. We remember them as we remember our baptisms. That living water where God takes us into His arms and says, you are mine. You may stray. You may forget me for a time, but I will never forget you. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And then we come as we do often and receive that living bread as we kneel at this rail. Sometimes I think we need more than a little wafer. We need the whole loaf to say, that's the real bread of life. The nourishment that says, take and eat, your sins are forgiven. You and I need that. One person said, you know, it's sort of like redoing some furniture. You ever done that? Take an old piece of furniture, and what's the first thing you do? You strip it. You take the stuff on that furniture and get it down to the basic where it was at the beginning. To see the real wood or whatever it might be. And then you start the process of painting or varnishing or whatever it is. Someone once wrote, I'm like an old chair needing that stripping process. Every now and then I have to take a really hard look at the illusions I've built up in myself and my society. All that keeps me living off-center too long. It's hard work. To let God forgive me. I have to discover the original under all these coats I've added. Strip away all the cynicism and anger I've built up. Get rid of the junk I've taken on. Defy my disappointments and find what is real again. Jesus said that as He took that little child in His arms, didn't He? Except you receive the kingdom of God like a little child. You will never enter it. And so you and I need that process in our lives. If we are to remember and to receive and to enjoy that real bread of life that gives meaning to our every minute, our every day, our every year. Hear again those words. Do not work for the food that perishes, but the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. It is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. and gives life to the world. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Real bread. Real life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And as another amen, I would like you to turn to hymn 636, which is one of our communion hymns, but would like us to join in verse 8 of hymn 636. Worship the Lord with our offerings. Let us rise for prayer. confident of God's care and compassion, let us pray for the nations of the earth, the church, and all who suffer in mind, body, or spirit. God fed his people and had an abundance left over. We pray, O Lord, that pastors and ministers guide the church to share its blessings with all in need. The Spirit calls us to lead a life worthy of our calling, that we be renewed in word and sacrament to lead a life worthy of our baptism. We pray, O Lord. Jesus fed all who were hungry, that the people of this nation have special regard for those who are hungry in this land of plenty. We pray to you, O Lord, that we who know good health share our time and gifts with those who are ill or suffering, especially those whom we silently name in our hearts. Hear us and be near to those who call upon you. Gracious Lord, you provide everything in the bread of life, Jesus our Lord. Help us to constantly look at him and see in him that real life that really surpasses all understanding, but that brings joy to our everyday and leads us to that feast in our heaven's mansions. Hear our prayers, O merciful God, and give us the grace to serve those in need for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We continue with the service of the sacrament on page 208. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow upon us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death, that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing, Holy, Holy. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve who ate the forbidden fruit. You justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he taught us, our Father. and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Now may the true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the true bread of life, keep you in his forgiveness and love and care. Go in his peace and serve him always. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come and the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may together with all your saints celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant you his peace. Amen. in peace. Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.